Texte numéro 117. The world's most perfect places are being turned into backdrops for our tourist selfies. Last week, Italy was, again, struggling with the conundrum of mass tourism. One of the country's most charming seaside towns, Portofino, has just introduced legislation to dissuade tourists lingering for selfies. There will be fines of up to €300 if they block traffic or pedestrians in two red zones of the beautiful bay. It's the latest in a series of draconian measures adopted by Italian councils to deal with herds of holidaymakers. There are fines of up to €2,500 for walking the paths above the Cinque Terre, five villages in Liguria, in flip-flops or sandals. You are no longer allowed to eat snacks outside in the centre of Venice. You can be fined €250 just for sitting down on Rome's Spanish steps. And one beach, in Heraclea, has even banned the building of sandcastles because they're considered unnecessary obstructions. Italy, so dependent on tourism, is also beginning to despair of it. Mass tourism is turning destinations into the opposite of what they once were. The attraction of the Cinque Terre is their stunning simplicity. They have no great monuments as such, just a sense of serenity. The steep mountains host pastel houses perched above an Asia sea that can't survive millions of wham-bam visitors a year. But if the tourism boom is often bad for locals, it's equally depressing for visitors. The fiction of tourism in the social media age is that we, as rugged adventurers, are there by ourselves. But we're only alone for that Instagram money shot. The rest is full of crowds and discomfort, with long queues just to get on the footpaths or to drink a coffee. Visitors to famous sites often come away feeling not uplifted, but fleeced by car park charges, entry prices, food stalls, and so on. We are bemused by the inauthenticity of the experience. Travel used to be about adventure and hardship, sometimes solitude, but invariably surprise and spontaneity. Now, the road is so well trodden and designated that you feel forced through a well-oiled funnel as someone picks your pockets. But the sense of unease goes deeper. In the past, we travelled to broaden and educate the mind. Travellers suffered discomfort to absorb the wideness of the world, to feel small or vulnerable perhaps, and to allow the learning of other cultures to infiltrate their beings. Now it seems all that is reversed. There's minimal danger or risk to travel, and our big egos are imposed on a small world. Sites are nothing more than the backdrop for our selfies, because we go places not to learn from them, but just to post and boast to others that we've been there. Adapted from The Guardian, April 2023.